This Paul W. Smith podcast is brought to you by Mesa, for good health, good business, and great schools. And by Lear, the world leader in luxury and performance seating.
Coming up at the Detroit Economic Club, and we always feature their fine speakers, coming up September 22nd, you go to econclub.org for more information, and for tickets for the September 22nd, econclub.org, you're going to meet Dinesh C. Paliwal, and we're all going to meet him right now, the Chairman, President, and Chief Executive Officer of Harman International. Chairman Paliwal, welcome to the Paul W. Smith Show at WJR.
Paul, first of all, thank you for having me on your radio show. Good morning to all your listeners.
Thank you for that. And just by way of clarification, and I thought this when I first saw it, but it really is. Harman is now the broader, bigger Harman Kardon that many of us grew up with as being the top in our stereo equipment.
Paul, a massive transformation in the industry, especially our transportation, has been on the forefront of our company, and we drive actually nearly 70% of our revenue from the cockpit controls, the displays, and the branded audio system which goes in the car. And very privileged to say that today the Great American Harman organization equips almost 80% of the world's luxury cars, including American, European, and Japanese. So there, Paul, what I also want to share with you, the incredible change transformation happening is primarily driven by personalization and differentiated user experience. And the buzzword which we're all hearing, and also my talk on 27th, on Are We There Yet? Autonomous driving, I wanted to just give a couple more words on that.
Sure.
I believe autonomy is a destination. It is not the destination. And I also believe that we need to humanize the autonomous car by giving consumers the personalized experience they want, because I wouldn't like to be driven by a robot.
You would like or would not like to be?
I would not like to be driven by a robot.
Well, we have that in common, Dinesh. I think, though, what you'll be doing, and people will find fascinating, September 22nd at theeconclub.org for more information and tickets, is this whole idea of the increasing intelligent connectivity supported by the autonomous vehicles, the electrification, the urban mobility. We're looking at our cars getting upgrades like we've never seen before.
You know, it is very exciting when I see any research out there. 77% consumers came out and said technology means a lot because they love to see their lifestyle somehow converging in the car, and also personalization and intelligence. However, Paul, one thing which we have as an industry underestimated is once you bring the personal identity, the data, all the car security, the cybersecurity, the security piece, investing that technology in the car is not on the forefront. Connectivity, you mentioned very rightly, that's very important. And also, how are we going to update our data applications, car safety security, with using over-the-air technology? One thing is to update our cell phone. If cell phone gets hacked, it's a headache. But if the car gets hacked, it's a life and death. So I think the cybersecurity, connectivity, and over-the-air update technologies are the pillar technologies before we talk about what fun things we will bring in the car of user experience, the audio, video, and personalization.
Well, you've done a heck of a job, Dinesh, being with the company since 2007. And that's not easy with a company that was founder-run, top-down culture, to one now that is customer-centric, innovation-driven, being very much aware of the rising importance of highly integrated, software-rich products and services, and you've got a great record of innovation. For those of us who remember, the audiophiles of every generation called on Harman to deliver the best sound in the studio and on stage and at home, too. Think of these audio brands: AKG, Harman Kardon, Infinity, JBL, Lexicon, Mark Levinson, and Revell. I mean, you really have established yourself, and now you are taking the company where it needs to go. And I think that's fabulous, Dinesh.
Paul, I'm really looking forward to a dialogue. It's a privilege and prestige to be on Detroit Economic Club, and looking forward to interaction with you and various other users and consumers. But I'm really excited about the technology, and you're absolutely right. I feel privileged to lead this company with 70-plus years of heritage. Paul, you may know we are celebrating this year the 70th anniversary of JBL, and we will celebrate that in Detroit on October 5th, and you will be my guest, obviously. And we're launching just an incredible series on JBL. So audio continues to be a very big part of American lifestyle, and whether it's home or in car, and we take very seriously innovation and technology transformation in audio.
Let me also congratulate you in something that I've been proud to be a part of for a number of years now as Master of Ceremonies. We are talking to a gentleman who was in 2010, the Ernst & Young, the E&Y, Entrepreneur of the Year for the New York region, and the Global Organization of People of Indian Origin honored you with the Indian American Achiever Award. So you've done a lot, and we salute you, and I know a lot of people will look forward to seeing you at the Economic Club of Detroit September 22nd. Go to econclub.org. You're in for a great, great experience with the Chairman, President, Chief Executive Officer of Harman International, Dinesh C. Paliwal. Thank you, Dinesh.
Thank you, Paul. They don't call you King of the Radio Show for nothing. Thank you so much. Good morning again.
Aren't you nice? Thank you.
Paul W. Smith breaks business news weekday mornings. Catch him live weekdays 5:30 to 9 on 760 AM. And streaming on WJR.com.